of Wilde and Tausch begins now. This is real. I like the kind of techno Christmas royalty-free tunes.
Oh, you should have been out at Madison Axe with us for the holiday party last week. They were crushing the royalty-free holiday tunes that all sounded like this. Good time.
It is catchy, and of course, as we learned, Mark Tauscher, the GOAT of axe throwing, at least when it comes to the ESPN Madison team. The Packers need more from Rashawn Gary. Tausch, I want you to listen to this back and forth with Rashawn Gary from yesterday and tell me what you think of it and what your expectations are for him as they look to fill the void created by Micah Parsons' injury.
Understanding, guys need to step up, but the number one thing is he wants us to turn the page and continue to play ball and get wins.
Rashawn, up to this point, where would you say, or when you look back at your season, where do you think this season has gone for you, and where do you think there's areas improved on this final stretch for you?
Season been good, man. We've been winning. A lot of improvement from last year. And then we had the final stretch where, like I said, we got the pen on our paper. Big games coming. So that means a lot of big plays is able to be made and able to come.
Rashawn, obviously everyone wants to, it's not one person who replaces Micah. Everyone wants to elevate their games. How much responsibility do you take to kind of take up that responsibility on without him out there?
Say that again?
So you lose one of the best pass rushers in football. You've accomplished a lot during your time. How much more do you need to do, I guess, is what I'm asking.
I just got to be myself. When guys thinking that they need to do more than what they've been doing, you start to strain, start to try to find plays that's not there. And throughout the season, man, I've been doing a great job of being effective, being myself, and I know if I keep playing at a high level, keep playing how I'm playing, the plays is going to come, and it's going to be right what the team needs.
How do you avoid doing that then when I'm sure you want your sack numbers to be up, right? I mean, you're a prideful guy. How do you avoid chasing stuff that maybe you shouldn't be chasing that if that's what your mentality is?
Oh, man, been doing what I've been doing, man. That's all 111. Like I've been saying every time we talk, as long as 111 is on the same page, we're going to be fine. But once again, man, if I do what I got to do, I'm a big part of this team, and we're going to be right where we need to be.
Tausch?
I mean, I think he's downplaying the fact that, he is 111, but not all 11 are equal. If that was the case, everybody would make the same amount of money. And I know some folks think that that doesn't matter, but it does. That's how you're judged, and that's how your the expectations of what is asked of you is correspondent with how much money you're making. Rashawn Gary had a good start to the season, and it's sacks, pressures, whatever it might look like. And I know Jeff Hafley defended him last week, I believe, as far as his run defense and everything else. But he's going to need to step up. I don't think there's any question about that. Whether or not he's going to, again, as I mentioned earlier, I think there's questions about what that might look like, how that's going to be the case. And we'll see what and if that is how this shakes out, because he has gotten as favorable of matchups as you're going to get. Whereas last year he was doubled and probably chipped and looked at a lot differently than what he was when Micah came to town. So I think from his point of view, he is saying, I'm doing what is asked of me. And his numbers are going to end up looking fine. If he gets two or three sacks here and he has a 10-sack season, I think people will say he had a pretty good year.
Yeah.
I do think the last 4 or 5 weeks, he hasn't been as impactful. That's going to need to change in this 3-game run.
Again, sacks are not the only measure of productivity. And I understand, as we discussed earlier in the show, the ball's coming out sooner, et cetera, et cetera. 0 sacks over a 7-game stretch is a really long time to not have a single sack. And they need more from him, whether he says that or not, especially now without Micah Parsons.
Has he underachieved, in your opinion?
Look, through the first 3 games, I was like, oh my God, this is going to be unbelievable. This is going to be Gastineau and Klecko. They're both going to be 15 sack guys, right? He had 4.5 sacks in 3 games. I thought Micah Parsons is going to make Rashawn Gary great again. And I don't understand. I understand some of the explanations. I'm not saying they're excuses. I understand some of the explanations. But there was a play in particular, and I think you're going to know which one I'm referring to, where both Parsons and Gary are chasing Bo Nix on Sunday, and Parsons passes him as he's chasing him. I mean,
in fairness, almost every defensive lineman is going to get passed by Micah.
Yeah, I understand, but the optics of it were it was very telling in terms of the differential between the two. And now he has to elevate his game. They need him to elevate his game. I am very eager to see whether he does so or not. We will see if Matt LaFleur had anything else to say. I know Rob also tweeted out his response to a question about the handshake. We'll get to that. But we need to also play trivia. Jesse, is today a double trivia day?
Sure is, Jason.
Caller 211 and 212.
All right, let's not do that. Back by popular demand, because I made an executive choice last week that everyone was upset about, a double Wisconsin Geography Wednesday has returned today. So we will play double Wisconsin Geography Trivia coming up next.
All right, let's take caller 15 and caller 30 to give those streamers a chance. Caller 15 and caller 30, 844-770-3776, 844-770-3776. 3776, caller 15 and caller 30 play trivia after Tausch tells us about Tito's Vodka.
Tito's handmade vodka. You know, it's fun going down and whooping up on Austin, Texas with your volleyball squad. That's fun. And then celebrating with a Tito's after. How fun is that? The first legal distillery in Austin. Tito's is distilled 6 times for a clean, smooth finish and naturally gluten-free. You can mix it with anything. From that spicy bloody all the way up to a classic vodka tonic. You make great drinks, and they also do real good in the communities across the country, especially for our four-legged friends. So the next time you're raising a glass, make sure it's Tito's handmade vodka, crafted to be savored responsibly.
Trivia's next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We'll get to Woe Nelly and what Matt LaFleur briefly, very briefly, kind of like the handshake itself, had to say about that exchange with Ben Johnson. Am I not into that story sufficiently?
The handshake?
Yeah, it's a fun story I think people love to see that this rivalry is getting a little heated. And obviously Saturday is going to be a big chapter in that story. But no, I think it's more of a nothing burger than maybe people think.
Yeah. What is not a nothing burger is trivia presented by Iron Jock and Cousin Subs.
Wildy and Tausch Trivia is brought to you by Cousin Subs. Purchase $30 worth of Cousin Subs gift cards this month and receive a certificate for a 7.5-inch sub. And by Iron Jock, performance apparel that actually performs. No stink, just performance. And proudly Wisconsin built. Shop now at ironjock.com.
Let us welcome in our contestants. First of all, caller 15. This is the city, not the state, I'm assuming. Chad in Oregon. Chad, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. I'm good.
Great to have you. Get ready to play. And our caller number 30 is Brian on the south side. I assume that's of Milwaukee. Brian, good morning. How are you?
I'm well, and that is correct.
Whereabouts on the south side is a fellow south sider who grew up on the south side of Milwaukee. Whereabouts?
D.L. Verno neighborhood.
Yeah, yes, indeed. Love it. All right. The category is Wisconsin Geography Wednesday. Two contestants, six questions. Here we go. Chad, question one for you. Latitudinally. That was a tough one. Which of these Wisconsin cities on the 2026 Green Bay Packers tailgate tour is located farthest north? Farthest north. Is it Wisconsin Rapids, Racine, or Dubuque once it's annexed by Wisconsin?
Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes, sir.
One for one. Brian, this may sound familiar. Longitudinally, which of these Wisconsin cities on the 2026 Green Bay Packers tailgate tour is located farthest east? Farthest east. Is it Janesville, Green Bay, or Dubuque once it's annexed to Wisconsin?
It's Green Bay.
Indeed it is. Question two, Chad.
Hey, guys, you know what we have going on?
No, I don't. Shut up.
No, okay.
Question two, Chad. Jesse's the guy who went and sat by the guy throwing the no-hitter, right? Like, he did that sort of thing, right? That's him.
If well, you, we got if a perfect you say it every time, whenever I go to game, I say, oh, 26 outs to a perfect game, great. 25 outs. If you say it every time, then it's not a problem.
Have you ever been to a no-hitter?
No. Okay. Got to the eighth inning. Dave Bush. Day game in like 07.
Was George there?
He was. Yeah.
Chad, question two, which I am now convinced you're going to get wrong. So try to beat the odds. Which of these Wisconsin cities is known for preserving its rich Swiss heritage through Alpine-style architecture, traditional festivals, and cultural institutions? Is it West Bend, New Glarus, or Elkhorn?
Let's keep the streak going, New Glarus.
Here we go. Overcoming the odds. All right, Brian, question two for you. Which Wisconsin city was once called the German Athens of America due to how much its German heritage has shaped the culture, architecture, and industry of the city?
That would be my fair city of Milwaukee.
Nice!
That's big time.
That is big time. Well done. Question three, Chad. Which of these Wisconsin cities is located north of Highway 29, which runs all the way across the states from River Falls to Green Bay? Is it Anago, Wautoma, or Pittsville?
Anago.
You know it, old T?
I would agree with Anago.
Bowling powerhouse.
Red Robins.
Bottomless fries. Question three. Brian. Which of these Wisconsin cities is located south of Highway 18, which runs all the way from Prairie du Chien to Madison? Is it Arena, Boscobel, or Cassville?
I'm going to go with Cassville.
That's what I would go with.
And despite Jesse's best whammy hex efforts, you both got all three of your questions right. Chad, you got four entries into Friday's drawing. Thanks for playing, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
And Brian, you also got four entries into Friday's drawing, and you know your city of Milwaukee and its German heritage. Thank you for playing. We appreciate you as well.
Thank you, fellas.
That is Will Dietouch Trivia. Six correct questions.
Pretty good.
And that is a perfect week so far through three.
And that is Will Dietouch Trivia presented by Iron Jock and Cousins Subs. Whoa, Nelly! Is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Before we get to Whoa Nelly, I'm reading the YouTube comments. A little less prickly in there today.
Someone got a suspension.
Oh.
Popular commenter did not get the opportunity to continue in the comments today.
Interesting. That. I guess those who have a theory on that of the influence that certain people may hold may have a point. Jane, who is a very avid YouTube viewer and commenter, she's in the chat. Like Tausch, she's subscribed, but unlike Tausch, she's able to chat.
That is an odd circumstance.
She was curious. She missed yesterday's show. She's very loyal to the show. And by the way, Jane, thank you for your loyalty. You know how much I appreciate that. So she was searching for the greatest hits of the Racine Danish Kringle Jingle for Your Kringle concert at contest. And it was kind of a concert as well, I suppose. So you can find those from yesterday's show. I will say, since it is royalty free and allegedly AI generated, I would like to hear the one that was ineligible.
Yeah, Jane sticks around for the final segment today. She'll hear that coming in to close us out. Yeah.
Okay, good. Because that was fun. Not that our winner was not great and our runner-up wasn't great. And the doo-wop barbershop quartet, which finished in third place, they were all great. And thank you again to everybody who submitted their jingle for their Kringle. I hope we continue to do that. It's not just a treat, it's a tradition, and so is the content. Speaking of traditions, time now for Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
Want to start with a question from a fan who called in during one of our commercial breaks today. Papa D in Oostburg. Papa D in Oostburg.
Oh, Oostburg.
Papa D.
Papa D wanted to ask Tausch, specifically as the Badgers Radio Network analyst and as a Green Bay Packers Hall of Famer, would a big-bodied back like Jackson Aker make a lot of sense for the Green Bay Packers to add to their roster in the upcoming draft?
That's an interesting question. I mean, I think they're trying to be super versatile, but if you're going to go back to getting big up front and running the football on a consistent basis, I think a great fullback and someone that can help you in short yardage is always of value to every team. But that's, it feels like Matt LaFleur and with what Jordan Love, and especially if Josh Jacobs is back, I don't know if that's the road they want to go down. But I'm going to tell you this. Anytime you can get a good player who fills a bunch of needs and is really good at something, they're good to have on your roster.
Jason, anything you'd like to add?
Well, they have a big back. He's not tall, but he is burly. And I know we mentioned this previously, but how do you not? What's the line from Moneyball? How are you not romantic about baseball? How do you not love Josh Jacobs? I just, again, the fact that he is going through all this and he plays with the violent running style that he does. And by the way, for a guy who had only caught one touchdown pass in his NFL career, zero with the Raiders before he got to Green Bay, how great was that touchdown catch he had against Dre Greenlaw?
It was an all-timer.
It was an unbelievable play. Great confidence to go to him. And I thought the broadcast did a great job of showing that that was something that they would let allow happen. Denver was fine with it because, well, what are you going to do? He didn't catch touchdowns. He's not great out of the backfield. Well, he was, yeah, he was on Sunday.
Yeah, I think having a guy like that has value. I do wonder, and I have not spoken to him, and I feel terrible for him. I do not understand. I've never seen anything like what Marshawn Lloyd has got going on. And for him to, that they can, you know, I don't know what the future holds for Emmanuel Wilson. We both agree we like him a lot. But we also talked about, you know, the way the contract of Josh Jacobs is structured. We wondered, what does the future hold for him, right? I don't know how, that feels like one of those that if you were to say, well, we're going to save some money here, you're going to rue the day that you decide that that's not worth paying for.
Yeah, keeping. But you would have said the same thing about Aaron Jones when Brian Gutekunst said, we're keeping Aaron Jones.
Right, and they replaced him with a guy who's been great. I don't know if you can always catch that lightning in the bottle or not. We'll see, and we'll see if it comes to that. But, by the way, Aaron Jones had an 1,100-yard season last year. Like, let's not pretend that he wasn't very good either. He was good for the Vikings. Next.
Packers made the right move.
Whoa, Nelly!
I don't disagree. We mentioned this news yesterday, but for those who may have missed it, Alan Lazard released by the New York Jets, the last link on the New York Jets to the Aaron Rodgers short-lived era in the Big
Apple.
How
would you grade Aaron Rodgers as a GM?
I mean, he was pretty happy that Valdez-Scantling and Thielen came in and made
Jason,
some plays on
Monday
night.
How would you grade Aaron Rodgers? We said let him be the GM. Don't, you know, let him have some say in what happens. Give me a grade on Aaron Rodgers as a general manager from your perspective.
D plus.
Okay.
Not a complete failure. He's got at least, like, Cobb was good that year he came back.
Yeah, that was a good addition. Again, I don't
want us to bookmark this because I don't think, well, I who knows? Jordan Love at 27 and Jordan Love at 34 is going to be a whole different Jordan Love. Let's just remind ourselves when we're in this position that general managers general manage, quarterbacks quarterback. I fell into the let's acquiesce and let players help out with different things, and I've learned a lesson. I ain't doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm. LeBron not very good at it.
LeBron was a great GM.
Well, 10 years ago.
Whoa, Nelly!
All right, anyway.
To make an argument, LeBron was until the last couple, was a better general manager than he was a player. No, I'm being dead serious. I've said this a million times. He was able to pull Bosch and figure out all that to win in Miami. And then he sees Miami fading a little bit. He's like, and I'm going to go back with Kyrie and the boys.
Deuces.
And then, I don't know. And then he just kind of said,
Kevin Love there.
No, then at the end of it, he said, the hell with it. I just want to go over great weather and I can get my kid a spot.
Make some movies and some TV
and
shows.
And somehow they dumb into getting Luka Doncic. And they got Anthony Davis. Like, he has been, LeBron has been, Jerry West has always been the gold standard. LeBron has beaten him out.
I don't know how the inner workings function, but how do we view, Giannis as having had any level of influence remotely close to what LeBron has had?
Nothing like LeBron.
Okay, so he has not been in any way.
But if that was the case, Giannis's would be getting a pretty low grade too. Those are just the facts.
Whoa, Nelly!
Every week on Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio, Evan Cohen shares his hot mess rankings. Is there any team that's more of a hot mess than the Miami Dolphins right now? After their loss on Monday Night Football, they're all but eliminated from playoff contention. Mike McDaniel saying they might bench Tua. They just released Matthew Judon earlier today. The Dolphins feel like that's going to be a burn it down and start the whole thing over operation after the end of this season, don't you think?
I do think. Yeah, the Dolphins are a hot mess. They're the top hot mess of any NFL team. They have $99 million in dead cap that they're going to have to figure out how to spread out.
Stretch it like game.
The Broncos pulled it off. They did it, but they got lucky with, and again, Bo Nix, that was the biggest shock to me last week on how awesome he was against our defense. Mm-hmm. Miami's going to have to try to strike that too. Maybe they'll get lucky like Denver did.
Yeah, they are a train wreck, and this is again why the cost of doing business at the quarterback position has become, if you are wrong about your guy, and the Packers are undeniably right about their guy. Is he going to be a Hall of Famer? Is he going to be an MVP? We don't know what the future holds, but we know what the floor is for Jordan Love, and he is in nowhere near what Tua has turned out to be. I also think, and I know you're a big Jaguars guy, Tausch, but it would appear that Liam Cohen, Duval, has at least gotten Trevor Lawrence going in a somewhat positive direction.
We'll see. Yeah, they're better than they were. We'll see.
But
Doug Peterson had him in the playoffs, and I think they gag away a big lead.
They did. You're right. Yep. You're right. But I would say that at this point, of all those guys that got paid, you feel best about the investment that the Packers made in Jordan Love compared to any of those other guys.
Of those three, for sure.
You're right. Of guys that didn't have as long of a track record that got big money deals, yes. Next.
Whoa, Nelly!
Unless I'm misremembering, didn't the Jaguars complete the comeback over the Chargers who were up big?
That could be.
I don't remember the Jaguars having a big
lead. Well, then that's a great win for them.
Yeah, just fact-checking for the first time
ever.
Appreciate
that.
Yeah, but you didn't really fact-check it. Did you look it up?
I do think you're right.
Or did you just got a hunch.
Rely on your memory. Going with my gut.
All right, you ask your next question while I fact-check your fact.
There's an old firm that used to go with their gut that we really respected around here until they disbanded.
Yeah, tough break.
Last one. We have a year-end team meeting coming up at the conclusion of the show here today in our Madison office. I have been asked to lead a trivia game for the team meeting. What game show should I have gone with to inspire the trivia session for our team meeting?
Chain Reaction.
Press Your Luck.
All right, Press Your Luck would be a little difficult to pull off. I don't know if I have the
graphics.
Yeah, and the whammy dude. How would Chain Reaction work in the team
because
huddle?
You can do things. It's going to be collaborative, and you can also kind of message while you're doing it, which is when you're doing a team meeting on goals for next year, which is, I think, a really good idea.
Give me a letter below ESPN. M. Oh, Madison.
I don't think you know how Chain Reaction works.
I know I don't. Can you explain it to us?
Isn't Chain Reaction the word game, right? That's the word.
It's like a crossword puzzle kind
Madison
of thing?
Axe. Yeah. It's like a compound words. Why do you like that game?
I think it's fun. I think it'd be great in a team setting like this, yes. You asked the question. I didn't like just randomly throw. What do you want to do? Price is Right?
Maybe.
That's what we're going to
Family
do.
Feud. Jeopardy. Jeopardy be easy? Jeopardy's popular in the classroom. Yeah.
Okay.
In the 2022 postseason, the Los Angeles Chargers had a 27-0 lead with 4:25 left in the first half. They lost 31-30 to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jesse, great memory. Good pull. Well done. Bravo. And as often is the case in the YouTube commentary, we now are getting inundated with possible game shows that Jesse could play in the meeting. Card sharks.
Not bad.
It says blackjack.
No, you go higher or lower, right?
What's my line?
I don't even know what that
one
is.
That's like improv.
Oh, yeah, that's like the comedians do that one, yeah.
So we will continue to take your suggestions on which game Jesse should play.
Supermarket sweep.
I am not familiar enough with the inner workings of Chain Reaction. That's one game that I do not know, so I will take Tausch's word for it on that, just like I take his word for it when it comes to Prize Picks.
Hey, it's the holiday season, the best time of the year for sports, bowl games and basketball matchups and NBA Cup championships and playoff pushes. They're all happening at once. And you know what? There's no better place to go to play daily fantasy than Prize Picks. Make your picks less than 60 seconds. Choose more or less on at least two player stats. Get them right. Cash in. And new this season, you get early payouts. So your lineup gets off to a hot start. You can cash out before the game even ends. Deposits are fast and easy with Venmo and Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more. Download the Prize Picks app today and use that code WI. You get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Again, that's code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks. It's good
to be right. What about 25 words or less?
How does that one really work?
It's kind of like name that tune. You know, I can get these, whatever it is, six or eight clues, whatever they play.
And it's like a category, so if I
right.
said like...
And you get to use 25 words or less. Then you kind of play, I can get these in 14 words. And you'd be in the role of Meredith Vieira.
One of the GOAT game show hosts. Doesn't get enough respect for replacing a lot. Just like Drew Carey on The Price is Right.
Who did she replace?
Regis.
Is that show still going?
Who wants to? Well, she's not doing it. She's been done doing Millionaire for a long time. But
is that show still going?
I don't know.
Okay,
I'm definitely out of.
Just a fact check.
Used to watch a lot of game shows, but I don't watch them nearly as much as I once did. I love game shows; they're fun.
Good to know. We'll wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Bring it to the party, bring it to the ESPN Milwaukee team. Box full of Kringle is a Midwest dream. OT and Jason at the radio station sing. Nothing starts a show like a freshman Kringle ring. Flaky, tasty.
Sounds like this could have been in like High School Musical, like Zac Efron jamming while he's eating some Racine Danish Kringle.
I like to think it's like a European band and they don't know how to say it. So,
nevertheless, very fun from our contest. It was ineligible, but it was very fun. I want to remind you, too, and I talk about David and the team at Grubel Offices all the time. David has been obviously a great friend to me and a great friend to Milwaukeeans. And you see him everywhere now, throughout the state, throughout the Midwest. They've expanded, and they are there to help you if you've been injured in an accident. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Grubel Offices. One call, that's all. We thank him for his support of the show, and I certainly thank him for his support of us. Tausch, I'm headed over to Lambeau. We will talk to the coordinators. If I ask Jeff Hafley if he's able to dust off some of the ideas he had for a Micah Parsons-less defense during the offseason, will I be accused of asking a trick question by him as well?
Probably, but I think he is going to understand that that questioning is going to be it's fair and to understand what his mindset is going into a huge game in trying to find ways to pressure Caleb Williams. How you do that while you stay stout versus the run game that is very good, it's going to be a heck of a challenge for him. And, yeah, I don't think you get into the how do you replace Micah and you're going to get a canned answer. But
right.
How much of what you did last year can you lean on, understanding you didn't have Micah and you were a very good defense last year too, while you know, everything's got to be caveated because he doesn't want to get caught
sure.
in a quote battle where it's a you can make any inclination that they're better off this way because they're not.
And you would agree that what they did defensively against the run in the first meeting 2 weeks ago, 138 yards is still 138 yards, but it took them 32 attempts. They did not have a run longer than 9 yards. Would you take that same performance from their run defense on Saturday night?
Yeah. Yeah,
I would too.
I just think you have to find ways to get off the field. And that second half, they couldn't. And that's going to be the key. And part of it is you need to get Caleb Williams in some third and six pluses and force Ben Johnson into keeping him, you know, drop back and see if he can go through his progressions. Because he didn't in game one. He did not.
We will see what happens. We still got a few more days to get ready for Saturday night. Thanks to Brian Bulaga, thanks to Uncle Homer, and thanks to you for coming along for the ride with us today. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.